This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Thank you for starting your week with me here on What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. First, we have a party invitation for you. In a spotlight interview with our partner, St. Kate the Arts Hotel, we will get a preview of their Summer Solstice Eve party happening at the Upper Bar. And if you're looking for a unique way to kick off the season while overlooking the city, you're going to want to hear what they have planned. And then, whether you're 5 or 95, reading can be a true pleasure. Discover a world of unlimited access to learning, resources, and fun for all ages at Milwaukee County's 27 completely free libraries. In a spotlight interview at 635 Milwaukee County Federated Library Systems, Deb Merritt is going to join us to tell us about their summer reading programs planned for all ages and why libraries can be one of the coolest places to hang out in the coming months. The artist of the newest Milwaukee masterpiece, Mauricio Ramirez, completed his 10-story tall Bob Uecker mural downtown last Friday morning. I got to be there. It was magic to see it all come together. And at 7:15, Mauricio is going to check in live to tell us how it feels to have finished it and what the final touch will be in a couple of weeks to the Bob Uecker mural. Milwaukee night markets are back. No, you have not missed it. That's good news. In a spotlight interview at 7:35, our partner, the Westtown Association, Bid Number 5's Marketing and Events Director, Megan Kujawa, is going to join me. She's going to share what they have planned for each month's big block party downtown. There's kind of like a different theme for each Milwaukee night market right up and down Wisconsin Avenue. And they start next Wednesday, June 24th. So we'll find out more at 7:35. Plus, find out what Father's Day events are happening around Wisconsin. Hear Summerfest band picks to help you decide who to see at the big gig when it kicks off on Thursday. Find out the Jam Band, who announced today they are returning to Milwaukee for their annual October set of shows. And you can sing along with the song you need to hear, featuring a tune from Garth Brooks as he gets ready to play back-to-back shows at American Family Insurance Amphitheater tomorrow and Wednesday. That is all coming up in the 2 hours we have together before the WTMJ Summerfest Soundcheck Special at 8 o'clock. You're going to find out who's performing, what's new this year, tips for free admission, and other ways to make the most of your Summerfest experience, plus behind-the-scenes stories from Summerfest leadership. That is the WTMJ Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max at 8 o'clock. But first, how was your weekend? On Mondays, I like to find out from you what was a highlight of your weekend because, you know, we are past Memorial Day. We are now all the way into that summer vibe. And I feel like last weekend in particular was one of those, oh my gosh, there are so many festivals. I would like to be everywhere all at once to have fun. I can only be in one place at a time. I did a pretty good job, though. So where were you? What did you do? What was a highlight? Talk and text line, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Use it. Talk, text, tell me what you did this weekend. Big wins, small joys, big joys, small wins. I am interested. There are also a lot of graduation celebrations this weekend. For me, it was Friday. Al fresco kicked off the weekend with tea on the lawn in Caledonia at a cool coffee shop. And it's one of those creative friends where we've been meaning to get together for ages. It was sunny, a good hearty conversation that was really good for my soul. And then Saturday, I made it out to the first ever Guitar Town Music Festival in Waukesha. Man, was that a happy vibe in Cutler Park, right there by the library and the Les Paul Performance Center is that permanent stage. And it looks like a front porch. It's super fun. Man, full of music fans of all ages, easily two dozen different booths of artwork and music and local history, a really good time. And I was there at 6:15 to see that $4,000 Les Paul guitar get given away to a very happy man. So there was a good time. And then went over to Tosa Greek Fest with one of my besties to share Saganaki after a belly full of roasted chicken. And I have to tell you, the church there, it's beautiful. Mosaics on the outside and the inside and gold. Very, very beautiful. And great community gathering. It was a really good vibe. And there was hand-holding and dancing to the Greek keys music. And then Sunday, more heritage. Went to Polish Fest. Spent the afternoon eating pierogi, some tishki piwo. Strolled and shopped, polka'd with my boyfriend, who is a full-on Polish fella from West Dallas. And plus got to see the Whiskey Bells, my friends. So Polish Fest really is a great way to warm up for Summerfest, and lots of smiles there. And then from polka to pizza, wound up going to Bayview, getting some Italian at DeMarini's. So all of that, and I got my fence fixed. Dang it. After it blew down in one of those strong springtime storms. So the new vinyl fence, thanks to Badger Fence, man, my neighbors are happy after that fence blew down. They don't have to look at that anymore. And Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Tell me how your weekend was. And I am excited about this spotlight interview with our partner, St. Kate the Arts Hotel. You are going to be personally invited to the Summer Solstice Eve party happening Saturday. Find out how to fully embrace the season in a stylish way with one of the most unique views in Milwaukee. That is next on What's on Tap.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ.
Welcome back to What's on Tap. I am Sandy Max, and in this spotlight interview, I am excited to possibly introduce you to one of the slickest spots in the city with a stunning view that maybe you haven't seen from this perspective over the river. It is my pleasure to welcome back to What's on Tap from St. Kate the Arts Hotel, the private dining and events manager, Paul Simok. And Paul, you're throwing a summer solstice eve party on Saturday at the Upper Bar.
We are indeed up at Upper Bar. It's going to be a phenomenal time.
I would say we'll get to, I want to know the theme of the party and all those good things, but I really think the Upper Bar is stunning at any time of day or the evening because to me, it's a vantage point that you don't normally see because it's Upper Bar, second level, so it isn't so high above the city where it's like rooftop and you can't see below you. You can see below you to the Riverwalk below. It's just beautiful. And you look this way and you can see Fiserv Forum and you can see the cool Germania building that has that old copper dome on it. And then you look this way and you see that wall art of the neon fish. You know, you can see all sorts of things from that vantage point, though. But I just think it's absolutely stunning.
It's fundamentally unique. You hit the nail on the head there, right? Upper Bar, right over the Milwaukee River, stunning cut of the downtown skyline. You don't get anything like that unless you are up high, right? But us at Upper Bar, we're right on the Riverwalk. You get the beautiful breeze off the river itself, and then the floor-to-ceiling glass windows. You can't beat it.
I hadn't even thought of the breeze, but that's the other thing. It's like an atrium.
And the patio, too, even.
Yes. That's all I can think of is the terrace, where you just, because you, it's such a beautiful view. It compels you to go outside and really take in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And have you go, I love Milwaukee. I mean, just, you know, you can see the arena. It's just, you can see so many things from that vantage point. So I truly think the city view is breathtaking. So now you embrace summertime, the season that we all wait for to go out to all these festivals and all these outdoor events, and you kick off summertime with a party. Tell us about the Summer Solstice Eve party on Saturday.
Well, it's our time to shine, right? The summer is, Upper Bar is the spot to be for the summer. And we're inviting anyone and everybody to come and join us at the Summer Solstice Eve party. The longest day of the year means the longest amount of sunshine. I'm doing my little dance, making sure it'll be a beautiful day. But we've got a party going on beginning at 4 p.m., going all the way to the sundown and even past it. Where you can enjoy some of our phenomenal drinks. We just published a new drink menu for the summer. We even got, you heard it here first too, these crazy boozy snow cones. Think State Fair, but add in a little bit of old fashioned, add in a little martini, and you've got this really unique, perfect drink for the summer that we'll be selling all night long there at Upper Bar.
That is refreshing. Oh, and that's the other thing. I love the idea of a summer solstice party. Like, I think flowers. I think outside. You know, I just...
Live music even, too.
Ooh, really?
Yes.
Who's playing?
Oh, we've got a variety of artists coming in. We'll start with some acoustic music. We'll move into some DJs. But it'll be perfect out on the patio there, inside with those floor-to-ceiling windows you mentioned, enjoying those sunset views, the music, cocktails, and then, of course, our great, great bar staff, too.
All the sensations. And I like that it is a place where we're talking about celebrate and have a good time. It is refined, yet very welcoming.
Absolutely.
Like you walk in and I keep talking about just how stunning this view is, but it's still very welcoming. It's like, oh, come in.
Sandy, that's genuinely one of my favorite things about it. You can dress it up and you can dress it down, right? We've hosted amazing corporate gatherings there where you've got some very crazy deals even happening there. Or you can come post-show just in your khakis and sandals, enjoying a good time with your Hawaiian shirt, right? Upper Bar is a place for everybody and to have a great time, a great drink, and hopefully even better company.
And Paul, I love that you say post-show, because I think that's another way to help describe where the Upper Bar is and this beautiful terrace. When you go into the Associated Bank Theater Center there and that big rotunda where you can walk this way and go to the bar at St. Kate, you can walk this way and go to the Milwaukee Rep, you take that escalator up to the Stackner Cabaret. That's where the Upper Bar is.
Exactly. Two main entrances. One, just like you said, through the Associated Bank atrium, up the escalators and the dead ahead Upper Bar right on the river there. And then, speaking of river, you can even access it through the Riverwalk too.
So it's outside that cool kind of curved staircase you can walk right up.
Exactly, exactly. Great, just like a grand staircase, make your grand entrance, walking right into Upper Bar.
It is photo worthy, now that you say that, it really is. So I love that this really is, the Upper Bar is an extension of the St. Kate. You still don't have to leave the building.
Exactly.
You just walk through the atrium, go up an escalator, and there you are. Or the elevator, whatever you choose. And sunset views. You also have not just the Summer Solstice Eve party on Saturday, but this is going to be a vibrant space all summer long. What are some of the other events and activities that are happening on the other days of the week?
Absolutely. The place is yours. It's mine. It's year round, right? So happening specifically this summer, we've got our great happy hour, right? Come by 4 to 6:30. It's one of the best in town with some great deals on all drinks. On Wednesdays, we do a great Whiskey Wednesday with a rotating selection flight of whiskeys. Of course, your Martini Thursday, that's where you'll find me. Some great deals on martinis.
Shaken, not stirred, Paul?
Oh, you know it exactly. And gin, not vodka.
Ooh.
And then also on the weekends, we've got our summer sessions happening, where we've got live music happening, different great activations, some themes, and some great cocktail highlights for those as well.
And you talk about martinis and talking about the variety of, like, you can have business folks there, like, man, you tell me you wouldn't be excited about being involved with a Milwaukee business if you're from out of town and you oversee the city from that point of view, from the Upper Bar. That's cool. Or getting together with your girlfriends and like, oh man, we haven't been together in a while. And look, here we are enjoying our city.
That's the thing, right? The second somebody walks in, right? We can talk about Upper Bar all day. You can see pictures of it online, right? But walking in there, man, the look on people's faces, the smiles, the eyes wide as the sun's going through the skylight, the river underneath, the great slice of that like downtown sports district, and the shaking of a cocktail shaker, just like you said.
Yeah.
It is everything you want in summer. It is everything you want out of a social gathering place.
And you kick it up a notch with the boozy snow cones. You can't get them anywhere else in Milwaukee, right?
No, only with us. We've got limoncello ones. We've got sangria ones, that old-fashioned one I mentioned. Channel your inner child a little bit, but also like your refined sense of self, right? Like it's that fun little touch there, balancing act between the two.
Yeah, limoncello just sounds delicious with a snow cone effect,
mm-hmm.
with that strong summery limoncello flavor. That's fantastic. And sangria, that always makes it nice and sippy and slushy.
Exactly.
And then of course, yeah, you can't ever hurt an old fashioned by having that flavor and that, again, looking out over Milwaukee and drinking an official Milwaukee flavor,
mm-hmm.
that ties it right up. I love it. So for anybody who hasn't been yet to the Upper Bar, anything else that they should know?
Absolutely. As I mentioned too, Upper Bar is a great spot for, of course, our summer solstice party in the summer, but we're open year round and open for you. For everybody that's listening, we can offer private events, semi-private events across the spectrum, birthday parties, rehearsal gatherings, corporate events, of course. But Upper Bar is a modular space able to satisfy almost any gorgeous need for some great being a third place with some cocktails, some great beers, some great whiskeys, and a wonderful view.
That's interesting. I hadn't even thought of that. You know, I'm like, ooh, I want to come to the Summer Solstice Eve party, you know, and thinking about casually socializing there before or after a rep show. But to really think about making this a special occasion and making this unique space in Milwaukee, that vantage point as part of St. Kate the Arts Hotel, that's spectacular.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great spot. Open, of course, every day of the week, save for Mondays. It's fundamentally unique and one of my favorite places in the whole city.
Paul, what's the best way to stay up to date on the Upper Bar activities and other special events happening at St. Kate?
So our Instagram is going to be pivotal for Upper Bar. We're posting all the time on there. Please go check it out.
That is a highly Instagrammable spot for sure.
Oh, it is. It is.
What is the hashtag?
Hashtag Upper Bar.
There you go.
It's simple as that. But that we've got weekly specials. We've got so many little events happening throughout the week, throughout the summer, especially some World Cup programming too. And then, of course, our website. It's got our whole event calendar, our whole schedule there, upperbar.com.
Upperbar.com. He is Paul Simak with St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Thank you for spreading the summertime joy and hope to see you at the Summer Solstice Eve party Saturday starting at 4 at the Upper Bar.
I'm buying the first round.
Whoa! And then I'm going to try one of those limoncello snow cones. He is Paul Simak with St. Kate the Arts Hotel. You are listening to What's on Tap on WTMJ.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
Welcome back to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. Handcrafted, homegrown, world-class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org. And I am glad that you're hanging out with me on What's on Tap tonight. Been asking you, what was a highlight of your weekend? The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. That's 855-616-1620. Did you do something fun? Did you go somewhere fun? I managed to pack in a lot. I wound up at Tosa Greek Fest on Saturday, in addition to the Guitar Town Music Festival in Waukesha. Had fun both of those spots. And then I wound up going to Polish Fest, and just it was a full weekend. But then we got a text from 414 on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Nice person who said, Sandy, I missed you at Greek Fest and the Saganaki. But this Saturday from 1 to 4, Brewski's hosting Paws on the Patio, an event to look for. So one of those dog-friendly and pet-friendly spots in our city to enjoy the weekend with your four-legged friend. So thank you very much, 414, for texting in. Still love to know how you enjoyed your weekend. What was a highlight? And reading is a true pleasure for a lot of people. Discover a world of unlimited access to learning, resources, and fun for all ages at Milwaukee County's 27 completely free libraries. In a spotlight interview at 6:35, Milwaukee County Federated Library System's Deb Merritt joins me next to tell us about summer reading programs for all ages and why libraries can be the coolest places to hang out in the coming months. First, we go now to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with the latest updates. Here is WTMJ's Jessica Gatzo. Welcome back to What's on Tap and a spotlight interview with Milwaukee County Federated Library System's Public Information Officer, Deb Merritt. And Deb, every time you're here, you really do enlighten us to what is happening at the libraries and just how many resources, whether it's borrowing books or borrowing items or services and all courses kinds. And classes.
Like, yes. It,
the library really is such a great resource at
it's
all 27 branches.
That's right. It's the place to be.
Even in the summertime. So tell us about what happens at our libraries in the summertime.
Our libraries in the summertime go nuts. And you can ask any librarian and they will agree with that assessment. So all the libraries have a program that runs in the summer called Summer Reading. And so that has just kicked off usually in early June like this, and it's going to go for the whole rest of the summer. And it started out as a way to get the kids to keep reading during the summer, but it has really expanded. And so now it's a reading challenge. It's for all ages. You can do it as an adult, as a kid, as a teen. A lot of times they have special events going on just for those specific age groups. And the whole idea is for you to read during the summer. You log what you read, or like basically how much you read. Mm-hmm. And you can, most of the libraries have certificates or prizes or special things that you get as you go along as you reach certain milestones for how much you have read. So depending on the library, you're logging either how many minutes you have read, how many books you have read, or how many days you have sat down to read. You know, like, have you read every day?
Yeah, I like those different measurements because they, you know, work different ways for different people's lifestyles.
Right, exactly.
So you can feel not so overwhelmed or not so far behind if you're measuring by minutes read or
It makes it really easy because 15 minutes a day adds up.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
What are some of the incentives to keep us going in the summer reading program?
It varies from library to library, but a lot of them are using coupons and gift cards and passes to things that are in the community, like stores and restaurants and attractions and things like that. So you'll have to check with your library to see what they've got going. And some will give you certificates to, you know, like an achievement certificate for how much you have read at that point as you go along. So there's all kinds of things out there for you.
It's great that it's all ages as well,
yes.
Because if you have parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles taking young ones to the library throughout the summertime, then both of you can participate in the reading program.
Exactly.
At your own levels.
Exactly. And we get a lot of questions from adults saying, can we do it too? You know, but it's also great for the kids because the adults are modeling the reading habit for the kids to see them doing it. And as a family, you can read together as a family. And then that counts for everybody's reading time each night or whatever, however you want to do it, you know.
How do people sign up?
You just go into your library and sign up with them, and it logs you into the system. And depending on the library, some of them actually have an app that they use to track your reading, and some you just do it on a paper log and that you turn in when you are done.
That's cool.
Real easy.
And
yeah.
I know that you embrace the creativity at Milwaukee County Federated Library Systems and that within each branch, but also overall.
Yes.
So is there a theme to summer reading this year?
Well, there is. There's an organization that every year puts out a theme, and some library, you can do it if you want. About half of our libraries are doing the theme this year. Everybody's calling it the dinosaur theme. the official title is Unearth a Story. But then they're doing all kinds of events and programming that goes along with that. So we've got libraries who are bringing in paleontologists and archaeologists and having movie nights, and they have special reading lists about dinosaurs and all the things. So you can really go, you know, if that's an interesting area to you, you can go nuts with that, but you can do whatever you want as far as what you read.
Dinosaurs do jazz up the little ones, don't they? And I think
that's
some people don't outgrow
right?
it. Exactly. But it is fun to be able to have something to gravitate towards, because sometimes I feel like you walk into the library.
It's overwhelming.
And it's like, I don't know what to pick. So
yeah.
A little bit of guidance can lead that. How many people participate typically in the reading challenges?
Yeah, and it varies obviously from library to library, but any library is going to have anywhere from like 250 to over 1,000 people, depending on the size usually, but it's a lot. It's a very popular program.
And have those numbers grown or changed over the years?
They dipped during the pandemic, as you can
sure.
expect, you know, but they've kind of bounced back to where they had been. And so I'm here because we want more, you know, we want more people to come in, do it, read.
And get together and really embrace reading. But why does summer reading really matter?
It matters for a lot of reasons for all ages, actually. Like I said, it started with the kids. Because there's a thing that actually happens that's an academic term we call the summer slide. When they're not in school for 3 months, they actually lose a little bit of their reading skills, their math skills. You know, they just kind of backtrack a bit. So this helps keep their cognitive skills fired while they're just hanging out for the summer. But actually, for any age, reading is a mental health relaxation exercise for a lot of people, de-stressing, takes you away from your screens. It's just such a great activity for everybody. For kids, it's vocabulary building, it's empathy building, it's all kinds of things too.
As adults, that, you know, it's
actually
putting,
for everybody,
yeah,
isn't it?
And yeah. Even if you're reading nonfiction or biography, or if you're reading a fiction fantasy story, like to put yourself in someone else's shoes.
Take you away from everything, you know, like,
And kind of forced meditation to slow down. Like you said, even if it's 15 minutes a day, or if you can wind down and read before bedtime
for
an hour, and that it does have
makes a big
definite
difference.
Health benefits.
Yeah.
What are some of the programs that you're looking forward to?
Well,
is there one that has caught your eye?
A couple of our libraries are doing a T-Rex tea party, which I just love the idea of. And somebody's doing dino yoga, which I have no idea what that is, but I want in. So that there's all kinds of stuff. Some of them are doing this great program that's called Touch a Truck, where they firefighters and police and construction workers bring in this huge equipment and the kids can climb all over it and you know, so that's a really popular one. So that's a fun one. And there's just so much going on. You got to check your library's events calendar and check the other libraries too. Remember when we did the treasure hunt and everybody found out what great libraries we have everywhere? find out what's going on all over the county, because you will be amazed.
What is the best way to find out what's happening at the library near you?
You should start out at findmylibrary.org, and that's going to help you find the closest library to you, and you're going to go from there.
She is Deb Merritt of Milwaukee County Federated Library Systems. As ever, full of knowledge. You remain my favorite library lady.
Yay, thank you.
And next, Deb is going to share with us some creative aspects. You might remember Deb is an artist herself, and she has some helpful hints for finding your artist soulmate.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking.
Very good. Yeah. Stay with us here on What's on Tap.
Welcome back to What's on Tap on WTMJ.
Welcome back to What's on Tap. I am joined by Milwaukee County Federated Library System Public Information Officer Deb Merritt, who is also an artist. And Deb, before I ask you about an update on your creative journey, we got a question on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line from a library enthusiast.
Awesome.
Judith texted in, do any of the libraries loan out tools?
Well, that's an amazing question, and I have an amazing answer. We sure do. We loan out so many things, thousands of things that have nothing to do with books. And so we have a whole section of our catalog, which is called County Cat, and you'll find that on any library website. And there's a whole section on there called the Library of Things. And you will find tools, and you will find I couldn't even hardly begin to tell you, all kinds of equipment, attraction passes to the art museum and Discovery World even, and all that kinds of stuff, all kinds of yard games and board games and puzzles and amazing things. So you should definitely check that out. And thank you for the question.
Yeah, thank you, Judith. And thanks for sharing in the enthusiasm, because
yeah,
as I feel like every time you're here, Deb, I'm like, and you can borrow things.
This is Sandy's favorite
part. It really
part
is.
Of the
it's like you can borrow technology if you
yeah,
don't
you
have
can.
A DVD player.
Hot spots,
but yeah.
Video recorders, just all kinds of stuff. Cameras, yeah.
And I think one of our Milwaukee County Federated Libraries, one of the 27, also lets you borrow a bubble machine.
Yeah, they sure do.
Ooh.
It's a party. It's not a party until there's a bubble machine, right?
So it really does open up your world, not just with reading and language and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It really does open up your world to embrace your community, embrace your creativity. You can borrow knitting needles if you want to try out crocheting or knitting, but not want to spend everything on all the tools and figure out 2 weeks later that you don't enjoy it.
Right.
Try it out.
Exactly.
You know, it's all these great things. So
baking
thank you
pans.
Again, Judith.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And Deb, before I let you out into the springtime evening, tell me something about your creative journey and how you can help people connect with artists.
Yeah, I just wanted to just real briefly, I am at a lot of art shows and different things, and people I have noticed just kind of are either very hesitant to talk to us or don't really know how to connect with us. And I just wanted to point out that the best thing you could ask an artist is either what are you working on now, and they will be so excited to talk to you about that, or something about like what inspires you, what draws your interest, why have you done this. And when you're looking for, you may not be walking into galleries looking to buy art all the time. We don't care. We just love sharing it and sharing our process and helping people understand where we're coming from. And in that process of doing that, you might find that you really connect with somebody and you understand where their point of view is, and that might make you respond to their work in a certain way. It's more about, you know, finding that pretty picture to hang on your wall. There might be a ton of thought and depth behind that work that really makes you respond to it and want to live with it in your house.
Sure.
Yeah.
And especially I would think with abstract art, where it really seems unusual, or what feeling do you want me to evoke from that? But
you'd be amazed.
But thank you, Deb, for even I get sheepish because I feel like I grew up in the South, so I don't want to impose on somebody.
Oh, right,
you know,
right.
So we're just like,
yeah.
But to hear from you as an artist, as a painter yourself, saying we're standing, like, we'd rather talk to you about our art and creativity and answer questions than just stand here and watch
questions.
You walk by.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like,
and
or
I
even
also,
just, I mean, we hear a lot, oh, you're so talented. Oh, I wish I could do that. But, you know, we would love to really engage with you on a deeper level.
It's harder to have a conversation from there. So
thank
you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
And remind us where to find your artwork.
My artwork is on my website, which is debmerritt.com, and it's M-A-R-E-T-T.
Thank you so much for being here and spreading the joy of the Milwaukee County Federated Library System yet again
you are
for
so
the
welcome.
Summertime here. And keep creating.
Thank you.
And next, it's a big deal for country music fans. Garth Brooks on the stage, Milwaukee's American Family Insurance Amphitheater tomorrow and Wednesday. Details on the Call in Milwaukee tailgate that is happening at the Summerfest grounds tomorrow and Wednesday. And the song you need to hear, oh, it's a Garth Brooks classic you can sing along to real loud. That's next on What's on Tap.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ. And now, feast your ears. This is the song you need to hear.
Most blokes are going to be playing at 10. These go to 11.
A lot of people have been looking forward to Garth Brooks in town tomorrow and Wednesday at Milwaukee's American Family Insurance Amphitheater on the Summerfest grounds. They're even having a big pre-party both days. All sorts of fun for a tailgate, the Call in Milwaukee tailgate that I'm charmed. It includes custom cocktails, a Low Places, a Thunder Rolls, and a Shameless custom cocktail, in addition to lots of local vendors with one-of-a-kind items so you can lean all the way in. Plus, the Lasso Lounge will be open with live music. So, starts at 4 o'clock, both show days. But let's revisit one of the biggest songs that helped make him a country music superstar. Rolling back to 1990, Garth Brooks with a song that's funny, relatable, and a heck of a sing-along. Friends in Low Places, Garth Brooks. It's the song you need to hear on What's on Tap.
Your need-to-know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Oh, I'm excited. The artist of the newest Milwaukee masterpiece, Mauricio Ramirez, completed his 10-story-tall Bob Uecker mural downtown last Friday morning. And at 7:15, just a few minutes away, Mauricio is going to check in live and tell us how it feels to have finished it and what the final touch will be in the next couple of weeks. And Milwaukee night markets are back. No, you have not missed it. The monthly celebration, big old block party in downtown, up and down Wisconsin Avenue. In a spotlight interview at 7:35, our partner, the Westtown Association, Bid Number 5's marketing and events director, Megan Kujawa, is going to tell us what they have planned for each month's big block party downtown on Wisconsin Avenue and what's different and special this year. So the first Milwaukee Night Market is next Wednesday, already June 24th. But we'll get all the details at 7:35 and find out what Father's Day events are happening around Wisconsin this weekend. Here's some Summerfest band picks to help you decide who to see at the big gig, since that kicks off on Thursday. And find out the jam band who announced today they are returning to Milwaukee for their annual October set of shows. That is all coming up this hour that we have together before the WTMJ Summerfest Soundcheck. It's an hour-long special at 8 o'clock. You're going to find out who's performing, what is new this year, tips for free admission, and other ways to make the most of your Summerfest experience, plus some behind-the-scenes stories. That is the Summerfest Soundcheck with me, Sandy Max, at 8 o'clock. But first, I do want to know, how was your weekend? The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. There were so many festivals going on. There were a lot of graduation parties going on. What did you do that was fun? I'd love to know, because I had a pretty chock-full weekend, but I still wasn't able to get to everything that I wanted to do. And I was able to have tea on the lawn with a friend at a cool Caledonia coffee shop on Friday afternoon to kick things in. And then I went to the Guitar Town Music Festival in Waukesha at Cutler Park. That was the free event that we were telling you about here on What's on Tap that the Chad Smith Foundation presented, and great local live musicians. Live, of course. They're going to be performing on stage. But great original music by live musicians. Keep saying live, local musicians. But the thrust really was originality and creativity. So it was a great free music fest in Cutler Park, and was the first. So hopefully they'll do it again next year. And then managed to make it to Tosa Greek Fest to see some flaming Saganaki and eat some chicken and enjoy Greek music and see the beautiful church and the mosaics inside. Then kept the cultural fest thing going, went to Polish Fest on Sunday, did some polka dancing, and then had some pizza in Bayview at DeMarini's. Wrapped it all up, touched on some of the different cultures we have here in Wisconsin. And The Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Tell me what fun you had this weekend. And Isaac Marquardt joining me as producing tonight's What's on Tap. Isaac, what was a highlight of your weekend?
I had a weekend devoted to band practice, and we ended up getting some sketches of a couple new songs going while we were in the practicing mood. I gotta say, we're sounding pretty good.
Well, I would hope so, because you need to sound good Thursday at 12:30 at Summerfest.
Yes, we do.
The Barely Civil Summerfest debut.
Yes, indeed.
Are you on the U-Line stage?
Yes, that is it, the U-Line stage.
12:30 on Thursday. So for those of you who are trying to circle and figure out what bands you want to see, I'm excited for you. Not only that you're excited, you're sounding tight, but also the creative juices are flowing.
Yeah, it was a great weekend.
What a discovery. Well, congratulations. Let's keep the creativity flowing. The man who created the massive mural tribute to Bob Uecker in downtown Milwaukee, artist Mauricio Ramirez, is going to check in with me to share his feelings about his finished artwork and what's next for the mural. Stay with me on What's on Tap.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside.
You know that voice. The voice of Bob Uecker from Major League. And we have a Major League masterpiece dedicated to Bob Uecker in Milwaukee now. A true entertainment and sports world icon, Mr. Bob Uecker. And if you haven't seen it yet, if you text the word watch to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Text watch to 855-616-1620. We will show you on the WTMJ YouTube live stream the finished and fabulous Bob Uecker mural in downtown Milwaukee on the Wintrust building at Jackson and Mason. Artist Mauricio Ramirez has been painting this 10-story tall wall since mid-May. Put the finishing rolls and sprays of paint on this masterpiece Friday morning. Mauricio, welcome back to What's on Tap.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so pleased to talk with you. Your portrait of Uke shows him smiling inside the ballpark, broadcast booth, microphone on the desk, arches of AmFam Field above and behind him. How did you model your design of Uke? Did you take it from a photo?
Yeah, so we took it from a few photos, and we just kind of, took the things that we liked in each photo and just kind of, created it. And, we looked at his, iconic plaid, sports coats and thought about which era we wanted to present, him on the building. And, we just kind of worked as a team and just kind of agreed with some photos from the archives from the Brewers. And, that was it. That's kind of how we made it.
And how many people were involved in really crafting the right look of Uke?
Yeah, there was a lot of, we definitely had feedback from, the Uecker family. I think that was the most important, feedback session. But, it was just really myself, my graphic designer, Arman, and the Uecker family, and just kind of working together and meeting with the people at the Wintrust building and downtown Milwaukee and, just kind of having everyone's like input. I think that just gave the best perspective to give the best, possible design,
What a wonderful collaboration that you were saying of your creatives and the Uecker family and Armand, and also with Visit Milwaukee and Milwaukee Downtown and Wintrust commissioning this impressive mural. I mean, as soon as you hear there's going to be a Bob Uecker mural, sure, it's exciting, but wow, to see it come together and have him smiling down on downtown. How did you feel on Friday once you packed up your paint cans and supplies and looked up at that mural in the parking lot before you drove away?
It was great. I just wish it didn't end so quickly. I really enjoyed my time painting there in downtown Milwaukee, the early mornings, the late nights. And, that's what I really love about mural making, is just all the people that you meet and sharing your work with the world. Really, that's kind of how I look at it. But, I felt really good that the project went really smooth, no hiccups, no injuries. You always think about that when working really high and large scale. But yeah, everything worked out really well. Super happy about it.
And you talk about the high scale. So let's describe for people, because I keep saying it's 100 feet in the air and you touched every part of this, even if it was with a roller, it was still your hands. So when you are way up high, so can you describe for people what your process is for the folks who didn't drive by and see you making it?
Yeah, so first contracted LeBrun and Associates to help me power wash and prime the wall and create the canvas, the white canvas that I used to kind of create my artwork on. And then, you know, I kind of went in and did all the details, did all the artwork rendering, you know, with spray cans. You'd be surprised how many shades of colors they make nowadays and all the different pressures that come inside spray paint cans. So I was just able to just get the right amount of detail all over the mural.
That is fascinating that you have access to that many colors, but that you know which colors to use. Because I have to think, I imagine you, because what you didn't share with everybody, I think it's cool that you, I didn't realize that you had to completely like sandblast the wall, you know, to prime it. It was like all those normal things that you do for an indoor wall. Oh yeah, you had to do it to an outdoor wall. And then the white canvas, and then you had a very specific grid system. All these pieces of paper, you had at the bottom of the building letters A through M, and then you had numbered the wall all the way up to the top. How many numbers did you have to correspond? They almost look like a big bingo sheet.
Yeah, it pretty much was. It was we did 6 feet by 3 feet tiles all across the mural, and that just kind of helped me map out where my outline was going to be. And so, you know, I had project assistants like my friend Austin and my cousin Alex that would help me, you know, get these papers up on the wall and prep them up for me so that I could create my outline. And basically, each tile was kind of a nice frame to put my pieces of paper up there to kind of give me the grid. You know, it's, in other words, pouncing paper. It's very popular amongst, you know, old school sign painters and stuff. But, you know, I just took it to the next level and started to create large-scale artwork with it and stuff instead of just painting, you know, just regular letters.
That is fascinating to me. So then you've got, I loved seeing your process, and you call them tiles, but yeah, they are paper. So then you would scroll up these papers, put them in black plastic bags, and then elevate up on a boom lift as high as you can to then put electrical tape or duct tape each of these in the right spot. And then...
Yeah, that's a whole skill set too, you know? That's crazy. Like, it's wild. But, you know, I don't think anybody would go that far or that distance to, like, create that type of work or do that type of prep. But I know this type of work needs that type of skill set and that type of caliber of having everything be exactly the way it needs to look. So, you know, I don't have a problem with it when I'm up there masking, putting up over 350 sheets of paper, literally, so...
I would have actually thought it was even more than that, but I didn't do the math. But yeah, so nearly 400 little, not little, big rectangles. And then I watched you when you would put up one of the tiles and then you would spray paint black spray paint to create the stencil that you then painted on. And I mean, it's fascinating. It's not quite color by number, but it's such a guide. So to watch your process was fascinating. And did you use this similar or same process on the Giannis Antetokounmpo mural that you did that's around the corner?
Yes, I did. The exact same process where I measured out in tiles, and then I used each tile to place my paper.
Thank you so much for sharing this process. I mean, I feel like anybody who is a craftsman like is not just fascinated by the finished product, but by seeing this. So how do you feel now, today, after a weekend of no painting, no planning, and knowing that it really is... complete?
It makes me feel good. I just can't wait for the public to really just digest it and process it and take final photos of it and share it with everybody else and share it with the world and, you know, have it be a destination for the city of Milwaukee and have people come and visit and spend time with it, you know?
Well, you mentioned the people that's what you hope, that people are excited and do get that emotional reaction to it. What's a story you can share of a reaction someone has had in this process that touched you or tickled you over the past several weeks?
Yeah, I guess just hearing the personal stories that everybody had with, you know, Mr. Euchre and, you know, Mr. Baseball. And it's just been awesome hearing all these different, you know, awesome stories that just really made him human. And, you know, that just kind of motivates me to get up every day in the morning and to, you know, do my best work.
And I love that you had mentioned to me that, and you mentioned it earlier in our conversation now, that you're going to kind of miss this, that you wish the process had taken a little bit longer. Talk about what it's like to be up there and really creating your art.
It's really special. You know, you're I get to the wall at, 5:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I see the sunrise. I'm up 50, 60 to 100 feet up. It's basically a little balcony with my little art studio. So imagine just having a balcony in downtown Milwaukee with your all your paints, and you're rendering, you're painting one of the most prolific murals that'll ever be in Milwaukee. And, you're painting Mr. Baseball himself. And, I think that's something really special and, kind of romantic, not in like love sense, but just like seeing the sunrise come up and using all these different colors and just, trusting yourself and listening to music. And, it's a really good feeling.
I love that perspective from a creator and from an artisan that really, this is what you love to do. This is truly your happy space, even if it is way up high in the air. Because are you afraid of heights at all?
Yeah, definitely. I think just naturally, I'm just not, I get accustomed to them after about a week. But, this one was really high. This one was over 100 feet, about 100 feet. And, that first week when I was up there painting the top band, it was just, it was kind of a reality check. But, like I said, the boom lift that hoists me up there, you just kind of have to really get used to it and figure out all its little, quirks and little, bounces and stuff. And once I got a hold of that, then I just became really comfortable of just moving wherever I needed to move. And, that's a whole nother skill set too, is just learning how to maneuver that thing without it, just being safe on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, was there ever a time where the wind kicked up and you immediately went doot, 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 going down?
Thankfully, no, but that first week was pretty windy when we were power washing and priming it. But, we ended up getting a really good, spread of 2.5 weeks of just super nice weather. I don't know if you remember that the end of May. And so it was just really nice to work in.
A nice dry stretch. And you battled some birds who wanted to make their own paintings on the Uyghur mural. So you had the seagulls to contend with. Is there anything else that you learned about your mural making process from the past few weeks on this special project?
I guess just really taking care of my body during this stretch. It's kind of, like a marathon. It's like 1 month marathon. Every day is 12 to 14 hours a day. And just, just trying to stay sharp and taking care of my body, just to make sure that I'm able to really enjoy and give it my all. I think that's super important for a lot of people in any profession.
Last couple of questions for you, Mauricio. Will there be a coating put on the mural of some sort?
I originally wanted to, but, I consulted with the Sherwin-Williams reps, and they actually proposed that we let the brick breathe and we let the paint do its thing. Because, when you lock in paint with a top coat, you kind of seal in all the moisture, and that's not really good for brick. You kind of need to let it to breathe. So we're going to let the mural breathe, and, great news that the mural's on the north side of the wall, so the UV won't be really hurting it that much, as opposed if it was an east, west, or south wall. So we got lucky on having it be in the north wall. So I feel like it's going to be, up for a very long time.
All the signs are pointing to a good Uke mural. There's one thing missing from the mural, though, right?
Yes, the signature.
Yeah, your signature. So what are the next steps for the mural? A signature party?
Sure thing. Yeah, there'll be a signature party, and the details will be released this week by Milwaukee Downtown, and all those things are getting sorted out, but it'll definitely be towards the end of the month in June, so be on the lookout for that.
Fantastic. He is Mauricio Ramirez, artist. You have seen his murals all around town, including the Giannis Antetokounmpo mural, and now Bob Uecker, 10 Stories Tall at Jackson and Mason. Thank you so much for letting us all in on this creative journey and for truly beautifying Milwaukee even more. Thank you, Mauricio.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Look forward to seeing you again soon. Take care.
Alrighty.
Stay with us here on What's on Tap on WTMJ.
Welcome back to What's on Tap on WTMJ.
Just give me the night. Welcome back to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee. Handcrafted, homegrown, world-class. Discover more at visitmilwaukee.org. You hear that music? It means Milwaukee Night Market is about to return. And in this spotlight interview, I'm delighted to welcome to What's on Tap, Westtown Association's Megan Kujawa. And Megan, Usually when I see you, we're under the tent right out there on Wisconsin Avenue. We are inside, just inside 3rd Street Market Hall. So just steps away from where Night Market will be. But tell us what you're excited about, Milwaukee Night Market this year.
Yeah, there is so much to be excited for. I can't believe it's already 1 week away, but I really do think the best of summer is yet to come, starting with the Night Market coming up. So we have a lot of new elements this year with some new vendors, a new footprint for attendees to expect, and some new entertainment pieces and theme nights all every night this year.
You've been busy when it's not been Night Market, it sounds like, evolving this festival. Now, so the first is June 24th, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday. And it is something to circle on your calendar because, Megan, how many years has Night Market been happening now?
So since 2014 in its entirety, and Westtown Association took over the event in 2021.
So think about how long that's been. And it was maybe 2 years ago where I finally went to my first one. And I was so embarrassed because I've always heard great things about it. And I've seen the photos on social media. Thousands of people really having a great time with Wisconsin Avenue blocked off, and we're just all having a big block party. And when I finally went to my first Night Market, it is unique. It is, for as much as we go to other festivals and ethnic festivals and music fests, and there's happy vibes, I'm telling you, it is people of all ages, of all, people who live in the neighborhood, people are just coming through, college kids, people who just got out of work, people who are walking out of a hotel going, wow, I didn't realize Milwaukee was this much fun. It is such a happy vibe. And then people are truly strolling, chatting with each other, stopping at different vendors, whether it's an artist or whether it's a food item, it's a beverage, it's somebody who's got financial services. It is it's really a communal positive vibe. It's one of my favorite festivals in the city. But I genuinely mean that, because I haven't found that feel, this different, unique feel anywhere else.
Yeah, the Night Market really is something for everyone. You're either going to run into 25 people that you know, or you're going to come home with 5 new best friends that you've never met before.
The 25 people that you know, that's on track for me.
Yep.
I was like, oh my gosh, Shelley, there you are.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. I have met people there that I'm still in touch with. That's so it's really, I would say, a signature summer event. And what do you think is it about Milwaukee Night Market that creates this atmosphere?
I think it's the location of it being right in the heart of downtown Milwaukee is something that's really exciting and appealing, in a place that maybe not everyone on the daily feels like the most invited to. But during the Night Market, anyone can show up, whether, like you said, coming right out of their office, coming home from work, families that are picking up daycare and heading downtown from the suburbs. It's just really an exciting place to be. And I think, as well as our vendor lineup, we have over 230 vendors that participate throughout the season. And not only are our vendor backgrounds diverse, but also what they are providing is diverse. You can really find anything that you want at the Night Market.
I would also say it's never the same Night Market twice. When
Correct.
You talk about 230 vendors, they're not all there crammed in on Wisconsin Avenue.
Right.
You have, truly, when I've hosted at the tent last year, every single, like, I couldn't book the same artist because oh no, I'm not going to be this one. But it was a whole wealth of other artists and food vendors and crafts and bookstores. And so it really is never the same.
Yeah.
Same fest twice. Tell me about, I keep saying, the block party on Wisconsin Avenue. So where is Night Market happening in summer of 2026?
Yes. So at the heart of it, it's staying the same, right on West Wisconsin Avenue between 2nd Street and Bellar Phillips. So right in front of the 3rd Street Market Hall here at the studios. But this year we're making a change, and we are eliminating the use of 2nd Street and instead moving that over to Bellar Phillips Avenue, where we'll have a half block closure north and south on Bellar Phillips Avenue. And then that also gives us the opportunity to utilize the Baird Community Commons and the city's Bellar Phillips Plaza.
Interesting. So yeah, it makes it more fun technically.
Yeah.
So thanks for that update on the footprint. And you also have, like I just said, it's never the same Night Market. I just meant in that you will always find different places to shop, different places to eat on all these little tents. Now they have their own theme.
Yes.
Tell us about the different themes. For example, what are we kicking off next Wednesday with?
Next week, we're kicking off with Western Night. So we're trying to build on the themes that we started back in 2022. We did College Night for that year and have consistently done College Night. And this year thought it would be an awesome opportunity to theme every of the four markets. And it gave us a way to engage with new sponsors, as well as a way to curate our vendors and entertainment in a more thoughtful way. So for Western Night, that's going to be heavily entertainment focused. So we're going to have a country musician and the main Educators Credit Union entertainment zone. We have a new entertainment area this year as well on Baird Community Commons, which is the FPC Unplugged tent, where we'll have a bluegrass band. And then for our pop-up performance this year, we have Red's lineup is going to be doing two sets, and one of them will be an instructional line dancing event. So then the attendees can actually be part of the entertainment this year.
And nobody's going to be mad that they learned a line dance.
Right. Of course not.
Oh, that's fun. And notice I said kick it off. So I feel like you need to wear your boots for Western Night.
For sure.
But what a nice, I think we talk about diversity and a wide variety of entertainment. I've seen fire dancers. Mm-hmm. We've had DJs doing the club dancing out on the street, you know, and local musicians. So it's fun to touch into this genre and bluegrass and country and really embrace that style. So that is Western Night. And then July's night market on July 22nd.
Bark After Dark. So that is our first time we are partnering with From Family Pet Foods this year on this night, and it is our pet friendly event. So your friendly leashed pets are always welcome to the market, but this year there's going to be an exciting element for them. They will have a very important VIP, very important pet area for them to visit, some great giveaway items, and then in our alley adjacent to the Milwaukee Symphony Center, there is going to be Adoption Alley. So that's going to be an opportunity for some different rescues, local rescues, for attendees to come by
and
see.
There's going to be a lot of tail wagon in that alley.
Yes, for sure.
So that's June and July. And then in August, I feel like we need to get out our passport for this theme.
For sure. It is International Flavor Night. So we are going to have some really awesome vendors and entertainment that is curated to express all the different cultures that are part of Milwaukee and make Milwaukee really special. So you can taste your way through the world along West Wisconsin Avenue.
I like that because we embrace our heritage festivals so much here. And Lena, I just went to Polish Fest last weekend, had a great time.
Yeah.
And we spend these weekends spotlighting some of our culture and heritage, but now to have to just amp that up and put a whole bunch of cultures and heritages, I can just imagine the scents and the flavors and the aromas and the chance to get something that's handheld in the street so you can try an Indian flavored dish that you maybe haven't had, or something even more exotic, and sample your way around the world.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's fun. So that's August. And then it does go into September. September is such an underrated month weather-wise here in Wisconsin. So it's great to still embrace a Wednesday in September, September 16th. And this is a smart idea. Tell me about this theme.
Yes. So this is College Night, which was our first theme night that, again, we started back in 22. And it's been very successful every year. It's a great way. That's right. That week usually lands when all of the local campuses are back in school, in session. And so it gives a way for students that are maybe new to Milwaukee or other students that have been part of Milwaukee before, but maybe haven't experienced downtown and can come be part of the city that they're going to call home for the next school year.
You go to Marquette, you just walk down the street.
Yep, very easy.
And I like that it's College Night, so you can be a new student or you can be an alumni. And you can use it as an excuse to go, okay, we've been meaning to get together and rabble-rouse some of your alumni friends to meet up.
Yes, and we definitely encourage everyone to wear their spirit wear that they have.
That's easy. That's easy. We have such pride here.
Yes, we do.
Megan Kujawa from Westtown Association, thank you for working hard in the not-so-summer seasons, but to create and evolve Milwaukee Night Market into something that continues to grow and be even more fun and inclusive. And the price is right. Absolutely free.
Yes, free for everyone to attend.
And what's the best website to keep up with each of the individual night market themes and find out more?
At mkenightmarket.com.
Megan Kujawa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Such a pleasure.
Stay with us here on What's on Tap for Summer Fest picks and more.
You're listening to What's on Tap with Sandy Max on WTMJ. Own yourself, Sandy.
Welcome back to What's on Tap. You are hearing the sounds of Barely Civil, a band that you could see on opening day of Summerfest. 12:30 is when you can see Barely Civil, and I know this because Isaac Marquardt, producer of What's on Tap, is the drummer for that band and highly regarded, and they are, as Isaac said, they are tight. They are getting in great shape for their 45-minute set, 12:30 on the U-Line stage at Summerfest. And there are so many bands performing over the 3 weekends of Summerfest. And I'm such a music fan. I love asking people, like, hey, who are you excited to see? So I want to share with you a couple of selected picks. First from this teammate of mine from Good Karma Brands.
Hey, Sandy. It's TC from Thanalysis. And I know you're going to be talking about Summerfest on What's on Tap. Great show. And I just want to throw a couple things out there. For a festival that is all about fun, just looking at some of the names on this list, if you're a millennial like me, Sean Paul, you get a chance to see Sean Paul, you go see Sean Paul in concert. Some other fun just groups as well. Soul Asylum. Spin Doctors. Saw the Baja Men on the list. I haven't heard about them since I was like 5 years old. But one dark horse I do have for you. Post Sex Nachos. I don't know the genre. I don't know if they're a band, a group, a singer, whatever. That name alone, arguably one of the best musical names I have ever heard. And who doesn't love nachos and other stuff? Definitely going to have to go check them out. All right, have a good show.
Tony Cartagena and a wide variety of music that he's interested in at Summerfest. Post-Sex Nachos, they are on opening day on June 18th, and you're hearing them. They sound poppy and fun. The Baja Men and Soul Asylum both on July 4th, and Sean Paul and the Spin Doctors on July 2nd, if any of those bands piqued your interest. And then I want to share with you just a couple more picks from somebody you know.
Hey there, Debbie Lozaga here. And the folks that I'm looking forward to seeing this year at Summerfest, of course, Garth Brooks, The Ultimate.
Thunder rolls, the thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes, another love grows cold.
And of course, we've got Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran, just he touches my heart with his music.
She's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream.
And then a little bit less known, Straight No Chaser.
Someday I wish upon a star. Wake up where the clouds are falling.
I am a huge a cappella fan, and Straight No Chaser, they are amazing. Those are my three picks. Love it. Summerfest coming. Yes.
See, Debbie Lozaga's excited. If you like the a cappella sound, Straight No Chaser, July 4th. Ed Sheeran on June 25th. And Debbie excited about Garth Brooks. Not sure if she's going to Tuesday or Wednesday show at American Family Insurance Amphitheater as a warm-up for Summerfest. So check out summerfest.com. And even better, stick around at 8 o'clock. You're going to hear the Summerfest sound check with me and Sarah Pancari, president and CEO of Milwaukee World Festival, and also Kevin Kennedy. Started to call him George for some reason. Kevin Kennedy, who's the chief revenue officer, they are going to tell us everything we need to know to make the most of Summerfest. That is the Summerfest Soundcheck special at 8 o'clock here on WTMJ.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
To give you a little bit more music news here on What's on Tap. Today, just announced, Widespread Panic returns for 3 nights at the Riverside Theater. This has been a pretty much an annual tradition for them for several years. 3 days, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Riverside Theater. And they basically turn it into a big old block party and have live music outside as well as the Widespread Panic show inside. And if you're a Widespread Panic fan, you know there's just something special about a Sunday show. So this has become quite a tradition. So those of you who are excited about this or want to let your friends know from out of town, hey, Widespread Panic, they're coming back for 3 nights, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and those tickets do go on sale Saturday. So much music going on, not only in the summertime, but also in the autumn. I am Sandy Max. Thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. Stick around for the Summerfest Soundcheck special at 8 o'clock. Learn everything you know to make the most of the big gig. Thank you for listening to What's on Tap, sponsored by Visit Milwaukee.